Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports coming off a winning week last week, 3-2 with the free picks. Lee, how are you this morning? Good morning. It's Todd.
Good. Busy. We are. We every year we do probably twice. We do the Baker's Dozen, the 13 games Saturday and Sunday for $97. I woke up in the middle of the night, just couldn't get back to sleep. Looked at my computer. I think we had 10 sales between 12 midnight and 3 in the morning. So people love it because, you know, it's much cheaper. Normally we don't sell just a weekend. You normally have to come aboard for a month or a season. But think of 13 games, $97 combined Saturday and Sunday. And I'm so sure I'm going to win if we have a losing record. And we've had some 12-1, 11-2, 10-3 records on it, probably close to half of them. You're going to get the following week for free. I'm even going to throw in the baseball. We're on a 17-4 run in the baseball. We'll even give you the baseball for free through Sunday also.
All right, Lee. Well, this is a big week of college football, and it's a huge week here in Eastern Iowa because there's a traveling trophy on the line, and Minnesota took it last year back with them to the Twin Cities. Battle for Floyd of Rosedale. Hawkeyes are actually the favorite here, even though this game is in Minneapolis this weekend. It's a primetime game on NBC under the lights. Should be a great atmosphere. How do you see the battle for the Floyd of Rosedale trophy playing out this weekend?
So, after looking better, especially the opening week in the second half, this Iowa team has kind of settled in to what we thought they would be. And it's just, there's just not that much improvement. So Cade McNamara needs to be more efficient. I don't know whether he has trouble seeing over the line, just not making decisions quick enough and getting it to the receivers here. But I think Minnesota's just going to key in on Caleb Johnson, and they feel if they can hold him to 70, 75 yards, they're going to probably win the game. I think Max Brosmer, the transfer quarterback for Minnesota, has looked better. They finally have found a running back. They always like to find that guy. If they can find a guy that can, you know, get them 75 to 100 yards on a consistent basis, they're going to do well. I think the wrong team's favorite. I think Minnesota's going to win this game here 20-16.
20-16, Minnesota keeping Floyd of Rosedale for a second year in a row. That would not sit well here in Eastern Iowa. We'll see how that plays out. This one is intriguing as well here. Illinois at Nebraska. I was talking about this on the show earlier this morning. If the Big Ten West still existed, this could be a very early sort of deciding game here. As it is, it's two teams that are heading in the right direction here.
Yeah, Nebraska, I mean, they looked great last year in that upset at Illinois. They're also off to their best start since 2016. Defense has held all three opponents under 10 points. Illinois looking to avenge last year's 20-7 upset. I just think that this is a big point spread from last year to this year. Both defenses have held six opponents here to a combined 46 points. So I think points are going to be at a premium. You know, laying over a touchdown is a lot here. I know Nebraska's offenses look good in the first half of games, but in the second half, I don't know whether it's they relax or we're going to find out, or the play calling just in the execution has not been good here. But Northern Iowa's O here was on the field for over 38 minutes last week. That's a little alarming. So I'm not saying Nebraska's defense is run down here. I just don't want to lay the 7.5, 8 points. I think Nebraska wins 24-20, but I think that just might be too much here over a touchdown.
Yeah, it's 7.5 now at Circa here in Iowa. How about this for a Big Ten football game? USC at Michigan. And the number here is somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 points. USC is favored, though, on the road in Ann Arbor.
Well, Michigan's finally making the change of quarterback. I advocated for this before the season. I thought that Alex Orji was the better option for them. Now, you know, they thought, I think, wrongly so, that he was going to be the guy who's going to turn the ball over left and right. It's been Davis Warren who's thrown six interceptions in the three games here. So they're going from a no-threat quarterback in Davis Warren who didn't stress defenses to a dual-threat quarterback. And Orji's arm is okay and certainly a good runner also. I think the kid's a leader here, and it's hits his time. I think maybe sitting on the sidelines for most of the first three games will help him. USC is 2-0 straight up and against the spread, and people were high on them after they beat LSU. But let's look at LSU now. They give up 33 points to a no-offensive South Carolina team here. Wrong team favorite here. I have Michigan winning the game outright 24-20 on Saturday.
All right. How about Utah and Oklahoma State? This is kind of a fun one. The combined ages of the starting quarterbacks here are older than some of the quarterbacks in the NFL that we're going to see on Sunday. So veteran leadership here on both sides, Oklahoma State and Utah. The Utes are a short favorite.
Yeah, both seven-year guys. That's crazy. Cam Rising, I think he's one of the smartest and most experienced quarterbacks in college football. I think he's a total difference maker. I think he's worth like two or three touchdowns to that Utah team. Now, most teams can't say that about quarterbacks. He is that good. His play faking, play action is amazing. Sometimes you have no idea who has the ball here. His passing accuracy is good. Leadership. Oklahoma State, they look good against Arkansas, their offense. But their defense, I mean, they struggle. They give up 31 points and over 600 total yards. When you give up over 600 yards, you should be giving up 45 or more points. They were lucky not to give up more points in that game. And Ollie Gordon, their star running back, only 90 yards on 34 carries the last two games. Not the same this year after gaining over 1,800 yards last year. I think the oddsmakers have it right. Utah is the favorite. I think they win and cover here. 30-23.
All right, Iowa State off last weekend. Cyclones are back in action. We'll have that game for our listeners here on 1600 ESPN. It's an old school 1 o'clock Central start time here. Arkansas State comes to Ames off a trip to Ann Arbor where they kind of held their own against Michigan here. This is a huge number, 21 points though in this game. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, good effort by Arkansas State. But they did have two late scores against Michigan, and they did get three turnovers by a quarterback who probably will never see the field again. They'll face another tough defense here as the Cyclones have allowed just 22 points on the season, coming off the bye, so I expect them to be fresh and to be really flying around here. So Arkansas State really did make a dent in Michigan until the fourth quarter. They were outrushed 301-58 here. Matt Campbell, I think it's going to play his starters much deeper than Michigan did here. I like Iowa State here, 41-12.
All right, high-scoring affair. Yep. Lee, you got a free play this week. It's under the lights in Provo, Utah, Saturday night. Kansas State and BYU, the Wildcats, favored by about 6 points. How can folks get it from you?
Yep, anyone wants to get it, be just one of the first five callers. Call 800-400-9741. We're going to give them that Kansas State and BYU game on me. 800-400-9741 to get Kansas State and BYU late game. Hopefully it's one you're putting the cherry on top of your weekend if you're with us. That Baker's Dozen, like I said, 13 games, just $97. We're going to guarantee we have a winning record. If we don't go 7-6 or better, next weekend is on us. $97, and it also includes the baseball through Sunday. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
All right, Lee, until we meet again, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Take care.
That is Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, and there you have it. If you're joining us late on the segment, Minnesota beats Iowa 20-16 and retains Floyd of Rosedale.